Okay. Today's shiur is Daf Lamed Dalid. And we are on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis by I have a dot. Where it says Tana Rabbanan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Lila Nishmas, Zalman Menachem Ben Tovya. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Ketat Avru Yisrael Lethe Yardin. How did the Bnei Yisrael cross over the Yardin? In other words, what went on there when they crossed the Yardin? We know there was a big nes. It was a nes almost like Kriyas Yamsuf. What exactly happened? So the Gemara says, B'chol Yom, every day, Aron Nosea Achar Shnei Degalim. Every day, not every day, every time there was a travel, the Jews, there were four Degalim. Each one comprised of three Shvatim. First two would depart, then the Aron. The Aron was in the center. That's how it usually happened. But today, Nasa Techila, the Aron went first. Shenemar, like it says, Hine Aron Bris Adon Kol Ha'aretz Over Lefnechem, V'yom, every day, Leviim Nosin Es Aron. Every day, the Leviim carried the Aron. Right? It was Kohath's job to carry, B'nei Kohath, to carry the most precious items of the Mishkan. The Aron, the Shulchan. Every day, that's what they did. But today, Nasu, Kahanim, the Kahanim were the ones that were in charge of carrying the Aron. Shenamar, like it says, V'haya, Kinoach, Kapos, Ragli, HaKohanim, Nosi, Aron Hashem. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'shloshim Mekomos, Nasu, Kahanim, Es Aron. Three times in history, the Kahanim carried the Aron. What were the three times in history? Kishavar Es Yarden, when they crossed over the Yarden, like we just said. U'kisheh Sibu Es Yericho, and when they encircled Yericho, and the third one, Ukashech Zirulim Komo, and when they brought it back to Yerushalayim for its final resting place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was also carried by the Kahanim, as opposed to Leviim.
You said the third time they brought it back from the Pelishtim?
Yeah, that's right, when they brought it back from the Pelishtim to go to the final place in Kodesh HaKadoshim. When they made a Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo HaMelech made a Beis HaMikdash.
They brought it back.
It was at someone's house for 20 years.
Yeah, this last one.
Yeah.
Zulu Kamala, isn't that when they...
Look at Rashi. B'mei Shlomo, a Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Okay.
The Kivon and Sins, Kishanit Balu, Ragle Kahanim B'mayim, going back to Yardin, the minute the Kahanim was standing in the Yardin by the crossing of the Yardin, Chazru Hamayim La'achoreihem. The water started to go backwards and started to form a wall. Shenemar Ukivo Nose Ha'aron Ad Yarden Va'amdu Hamayim Hayarden Mulmaila Kamu Neid Echad. It made a wall. It made a wall of water that everybody crossed over. The Gemara is going to spend a lot of time going through the specific machlokes. How high was the wall? How did the people cross over? There's a big toast of Zanam Bay. It's like, what's this machlok is really about? No, that we're not going to get into. That could be about focus about that also. Now, v'kama gavoin shalmayim. How high was that wall? How high was the water? So one man says shnei masar mil. 12 mil by 12 mil, which by the way is kineged machne Yisrael. That's the proportions of machne Yisrael. We know the machne was 12 mil by 12 mil. So the wall doesn't mean 12 mil by 12 mil. Most people take out the second 12 mil because the yardin wasn't 12 mil wide. It was 12 mil tall. Kineged the Machne Yisrael, which is 12 mil. So either way, either you have to rely on a nace, or they still couldn't walk. They couldn't walk through in 12 mil wide, because the Yarden is not 12 mil wide. There's a Gemara that the Yarden was 500 amos. So either way, there's some kind of nace going on. But it was 12 mil high to allow the people 12 mil time to pass through. Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Livarecha. But according to you, Adam Kal or Mayim Kalim. What moves faster? In other words, people or water? So for sure, Havi Omer Mayim Kalim. For sure, water. In other words, therefore, Imkain, if you're right that the wall was 12 mil high, then it's impossible for everybody to have walked through, because Boya Mayim Vishod Fino Son. The water moves faster than people, and therefore they were going to get drowned. Ella, rather, Malamech, how you mayim nigdashin v'olin keepin agabe keepin. It was wave upon wave. Yotzer mishalosh mil, 300 mil, which Mefarshim point out, Tosfos even says that the whole Rakia is not even that high. So it was like, you know, Lamaila Min HaRakia. And Ad Shiro Osen Kol Malchei Mizrach Umayrov. Every Malach saw that. Shenemar Vayhi Kishmoach Shal Malchei Hamori Asher Be'Ever Yarden Yama. V'chol Malchei, fine. Stop there for a second. The Everyone heard about that. Right, that was terrifying. The Ath also, Rachav Hazona Omra Lashlucha Yehoshua, Rachav said to the two Meraglim, of that was Kalev and Pinchas, Rachav said to them, that we didn't forget what happened 40 years ago. Ki shemanu etz asher hovash Hashem is mei yamsuf. We haven't forgotten that. We're frightened for that. V'ktiv v'nishma v'yimas levaveinu v'lo kama od. Fine. Don't worry, there's a lot. I'm a base chock full of stuff. Anyway, odem b'yardein. While they were still in the yardein, which is, now you have to say, this took a few seconds. The stomach, while they were in the yardein, they were Omar Elohim Yehoshua. Yeshua gives the whole drasha. Now, the stomach, while that happened, they stopped to listen. And only today, people talking would keep us from moving, right? So they probably stopped to listen to Yehoshua. So the whole 12 mil cheshbon doesn't really work because they stopped. Anyway, de'u al ma'atem over Mr. Yarden. Why are you crossing the Yarden? Why is this happening? Why are we getting this miracle? Al manas shetorishu es Yehoshua haaretz. Isn't it because we're going to drive out the bad people and we're going to inherit this land? If you accept that, good. And if not, the water should come and drown you. My osichem, what does that mean? Osichem, osiv eschem. Me too. I should also. This should be my resting place too.
Very similar.
Now, which we're going to get to in a second. The Tosfos here says, second Tosfos, Odom, he says that here, while in the Yarden, the Bnei Yisrael were makabel to be arevus for averos that nobody knows about. We know that we have a Kol Yisrael arevus all that, even for things that we don't know about. The guy in his bedroom is doing averos. I'm an arev on that. Yes, I'm an arev on that. Tosfos says it. Amar Rish Lakish b'Yarden kibbalei matanis staros. Mekabel on the nestaros, on the hidden things, on the hidden averus. Amalaham, Yeshua, im at kabel mesam nestaros, im einat. If you're not going to accept that, then the Mayan's going to come, right? The question is, and they bring a proof from Achan. Achan didn't have averus; nobody knew about it. Everybody was found at fault for that. So it's not a for hesi averus; it's a private thing. Doesn't make a difference. They were forced. Right, they were threatened with being drowned. Right, so they were forced by Bnei Yisrael also, which is why we have Purim. Purim is Kimu v'Kibla. We're accepting now willingly what we were forced to accept. So here, there's no such second event. So they were forced. Oh, the question is not such a strong question. The answer is not such a good answer. What? I don't know if that means Averos. That's a different kind of Staros. Anyway, the Maharik says, based on the Maharik, the answer is as follows. The Maharik says, let's find out what this means, that the Minias Tov, the holding back of good, is not necessarily something being forced. It's not being forced. So, when it came to the Matan Torah, putting a mountain over your head, that's beyond Teva. That's not normal. It's not a normal thing. Right? Here, what was not normal, the only not normal part was the wall of water. That's not normal. That's beyond Teva. But the flowing back of the water, that's normal. Unlike dropping a mountain on somebody, it's also not normal. Here, the flowing back of the water, that's normal. So why didn't that happen? For the benefit of Klai Yisrael. So the holding, withholding back the water from flowing normal, that's just a maniyah of tov, a denial of good. That doesn't mean you're forced. difficult answer, a difficult question, but it's here. Okay. Now, next. Odom b'yardain, while they were still in the Yardain. Amar lahem Yehoshua. Yehoshua says to them, Harimu lochem ish evin achas al shichmo. Each person take a stone. L'mitzbar shifte Yisrael. 12 of you take 12 stones. And uksiv, and it says, L'man tiyazos os bekir b'chem. It'll be a sign for you. Ki yishalun b'neichem macha. When your children will ask you tomorrow, lemor, saying, Ma avanam ha'ele lochem. What are these stones? What are those? The answer is, Simin Labanim Sha'avru Avos Es HaYardein. It's a Simin at the B'nai Yisrael. This is where we cross the Yardein. Odom B'Yardein. Now yesterday we had also 12 stones. So it's a whole machlokes. How many different 12 stones were there? Either one, two, or three. Either one. Then they moved them out of here, moved them to Gilgal, then moved them again on the banks of the Yardein. There were also Hargrizim. Sorry, there were three. Yardein, Hargrizim, and Gilgal. So it's a machlokes. If they're the same, there were two, or there were all three. And every time they moved it. Or they built three. That's a machlokes. So once I say that, there's nothing more to say. It's either one, two, or three. Amar lahem Yehoshua, Se'u lochem mizeh mitoch ha'yardein, v'matzav ragli ha'kahanim, hachin shteim esra avonim, put up 12 stones, v'avartem eschem, imachem, v'hinachtem, osam b'molon, asher tolina bo'alayla. And put them where you're going to be that night. Yachal b'chol molon u'molon, I think any hotel that you're going to sleep at, no, Talmud lom, asher tolina bo'alayla. The place you're going to sleep tonight, meaning in Gilgal. But we do know that, yes, we said yesterday, there were 12 stones in Hargrizim, so it's a machlokes if they were different or they were the same. Amr Yehuda, Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Masya, V'Chananya, Ben Chachinoi. The three of them, Amdu al Oson Avonim, they thought about those stones, they measured them. The Shi'uram kol achas v'achas shekula ka'arboim sa. Each one weighed 40 sa. What? Each one weighed 40 sa? 40 saw is more than 100 pounds. If you say it's 40 saw of feathers, maybe it's not so bad. It's not a pound of feathers and a pound of bricks weighs a pound. It's not like that. But if you say it's 40 saw, like a mikvah, 40 saw of water, it's very heavy. So it's unusually heavy. It's not normal heavy. Anyway. One second. Vigamiri, we have a tradition. Dituuna dimedali inish lekaspe. Whatever you could put on your shoulder. Tilsa de tu'une have, you can put three times as much if somebody else is helping you. So if I can carry 100 pounds, but if I have my friend helping me, then I can carry 300. So that you can say that. You can say everybody was helping each other. And then you can carry more. It's still probably an ace. Mikana ta machashev l'eshkol. Now we could figure out how much the grapes weighed that the Meraglim took back. It's unfortunate that tomorrow's Parshat Korach, we just did Parshat Shlach, because now we're going to have an entire Omer on the Meraglim. So from that we could figure out how much the grapes were how much it weighed. Why? Shenemar, so I think the art school says it was 960 saw. Because if they make a cheshbon, if each person could carry 40, and there's 8 of them, I think they get to the number of 960. Shenemar, Vayisu b'mot b'shnayim. They carried it on a pole with two. Mashma shenemar b'mot. Since it has a pole, any adesh b'shnayim. Don't I know it's two? How do you carry something on a pole by itself? Ma talmud lomar b'shnayim. Why does it say two? B'shnei motos. No, there were two poles. There were two poles. So, I have over here a copy of 14 different pshatim in the Rishonim, how they carried the grapes. It's on the web. It's actually set up already for today's daf. So I put it up. If anyone wants to take one, can pass them around. It's amazing. It's amazing how the Rishonim and the Achronim spent so much time trying to figure out something that has no halachic relevance at all. It's not relevant. We don't want any halacha out of this. Just amazing. Dr. Friedman, we'll get one over to you. It's amazing what so the first pshat, it says in Sir Aleph, that first pshat is Rashi. Rashi says, we're going to say in a second, Amr v'yitzchak turtani, it was a burden, v'turtani to turtani, on top of a burden. So Rashi says it was a diagonal. So if you look at the first picture, you will notice that there are two poles left to right, like an H, but the final pole is not horizontal like an H, it's rather diagonal. That way, it's an X, I'm sorry, it's an X. In each little dot, no, the first one on the right. And the each little dot is a person, so there are eight people, and therefore they carried, that's how they carried the group. There's a Shnayim in each moat, Shnayim on each pole. How many poles were there? That doesn't say. Some say two, Rashi says four.
There's only eight people, no matter what you do, there's only eight dots.
However, if you go down to the bottom of the page, for example, Tzir Yud Beis. Tzir Yud Beis is more than eight people carrying the poles. There's actually 16, according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, there were 24 Meraglim. Because it says, Ish Echad, Ish Echad. So whatever number you get, you double. So there are 24 Meraglim. So if there were 24 Meraglim, on the Torah only listed 12 people, and we know that the Makar for an Ada is 10, from the 10 bad Meraglim, so it's Rabbi Akiva saying 24. So you have to go a few Peshatim. The Mincha Chareva says, Moshe picked 12, and the Bnei Yisrael picked another 12. The Tzov Dvash says, those are the 12 of the 12 Nesiim. Right? The story of Parshas Naso happened before. Those are the 12 Nesiim. They sent along the same Nesiim. Moshe picked 12, but they sent along those 12. The Chassam Sofer says, no, it could be there were 24, but only 10 were bid. Only 10 were bid. Could be. That's...
It's schwer.
Listen, it's Rabbi Akiva says it, right? It's a Tana. What? It's a kasha. How Rabbi Akiva can say such a thing? How there could be 24? Listen, he said it, but to answer the questions, you have to do a lot of work. So, but he did say, look at the picture. The picture holds there are 24. Now,
24 is very relevant to Rabbi Akiva's life.
Right, it was very relevant to Rabbi Akiva's life. Right. Now, Yoshua v'Kalev no lasu klum. Yoshua and Kalev didn't touch a thing. They didn't carry any fruit. Oh, I skipped a line, I'm sorry. Haketzad, so how did it work? Shmona nasu eshkol. Eight of them took the grapes. Echad nasu rimon, one carried a pomegranate. Echad nasu te'ena, and one carried a fig. Yoshua and Kalev lo nasu klom. Yoshua and Kalev didn't touch anything. Why not? Ibois eima mishum de chashivi. Either they held themselves too chashiv to touch the fruit, to carry back the fruit. What does that mean? Moshe told them to go bring back fruit. Or shlohayu ba'osa eitza. They weren't involved in the eitza. Right? But didn't Moshe tell them to bring back fruit? So if you look at the pasuk carefully, it doesn't really say that. What it says in the pasuk is, it says in the Pasuk, in Parsha Shlach, in the very beginning over there, Moshe tells them, V'hitzchazaktem ulekachtem mipri ha'aretz. That's what it says. V'hitzchazaktem ulekachtem mipri ha'aretz. What do you mean? We're beneath us. We're too chashiv. And what do you mean we weren't involved in the Eitzah? So what? Moshe said to bring back. Yeah.
Interesting.
No, but they held themselves. That's what the Gemara is saying. I'm too chashiv to take back the fruit, or I'm not part of the Meraglim. Either way, Moshe, I just read you the pasuk. Moshe had to go do it. So the Ihayam says Moshe told them to bring back fruit to show how good Eretz Yisrael is. You bring it back gigantic fruit. The only reason you're doing that is to slander the land. That's not what Moshe had in mind. So either it means I'm not going to stoop to this. I'm not part of the Meraglim. Either way, it's the same answer. Or a very interesting pshat. I forgot who I saw the name of. Moshe didn't tell them to bring back fruit. That's how Moshe said. It says v'chazchazaktem ulekachtem mipri haaretz. Moshe was just telling them, pretend you guys are fruit merchants. If you're fruit merchants, no one's going to think you're spies. So, tumble with the fruit. Well, look at the schora, be a businessman. That's all he meant. You don't have to bring back. So you bring it back, what are you bringing back for? Only bringing back to slander the land. So the two of them didn't want to have anything to do with that. Okay, next. Pligiba Rabbi Ya'ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chad Amar L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We're going back now for a minute to the wall of water of the Yarden. Chad Amar, one says L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda Kinechiyasan Avru. One says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says it was 12 mil by 12 mil, they entered as the Machane walked. Because it's 12 mil. Again, still have to rely on an eighth. But it was 12 mil long, and that's how they went through, which is why the wall was 12 mil high. What? Right. No, they went single file. I mean, single file, that could take a long time. There's a lot of people. A lot of times, a single file, which maybe not as wide as the Machane itself. It doesn't mean single file, maybe. It means just not as wide as the Machane. Single file, you know how long that would take? How many people that was? V'chad Amar, Bein Mar, Bein Mar, Kincheni Yasin Avru. No, they went through like the Machane. Mar Savar Adam Kal, Umar Savar Mayim Kal. So one holds water is faster, and one holds people are faster. And everyone agrees water is faster. It could have been an eighth over here. That's all. Again, it's on an eighth. But for this purpose, the people were able to walk faster than the water. What is this doing here? I don't know. Now I'm going to go back to the Meraglim. Here we go. Shlach lecha anashim. Send anashim for yourself. Amar Rish Lakish. Shlach lecha midaitcha. You send from your own das. It's your own thing. V'chi adam zeh barur chelek ra la'atmo. Would a person ever choose something bad for himself? In other words, would Hashem ever tell you, I'm giving you something bad? V'hainu dichsiv v'yitav be'enai hadavar. It was good in my eyes. Amar Rish Lakish be'enai v'lo be'enav shel makom. It was good in my eyes, but not in the eyes of Hashem. That's what Moshe says. So first of all, if from the pasuk of Shalach Lecha, Hashem already said, I don't like the idea. I don't like it. You send. I wouldn't send. If that's true, then what do you need the svara? A person's going to offer something bad? Also, if all that's true, and Moshe says, "Vayitav be'enai," I was okay. It was good in my eyes. Then why does he blame Klal Yisrael? He tells him in Parshas Devarim, "It's all your fault. I didn't go into Eretz Yisrael." All right, there's a kasha there. But what he means is that it really was about hitting the rock. And we say, "No, everything was always went to Moshe's detriment until finally he had enough. Hashem had enough." So what's Moshe saying? It's all your fault. He says it was okay with me. So Rashi asked that question in Chumash. And Rashi says, it's a story with the donkey. Right, a guy wants to buy a donkey, and the buyer says to the seller, oh, will you give me a guarantee? He says, yeah, I'll give you a guarantee. He says, can I go test drive it? He says, yeah, go right ahead. So the guy thinks to himself, oh, he's being so willing. It's probably a great donkey. You know what? I don't need the test drive. I don't need the guarantee. I'm just going to buy it. So too, they came to Moshe. Moshe says, yeah, go have Meraglim. It's no problem. Hoping, they'd say, oh, Moshe's so willing. Oh, probably I don't need Meraglim. That's what Moshe meant when he said, v'yitav be'enai. I was masking because I was hoping you would realize that I'm being sincere and you would stop with this nonsense. But that didn't happen. Going back to this, so sometimes there are cases where even though it still could have been for a tzivah from Hashem, even though it was initiated by Klal Yisrael. Even though Klal Yisrael said we want this, it still could be a tzivui, and therefore you need the other svara of Hashem would never offer something bad. Okay. Next, it says, "Vayach berulano es haaretz," and they went to spy out the land. Amar of Chia bar Abba, Meraglim lo nischavnu el leboshes hashal Eretz Yisrael. They only did this for the busha of Eretz Yisrael, to embarrass Eretz Yisrael. K'siv hacha vayach berulano es haaretz, k'siv hasam v'chafra halavana ubusha hachama. Right. So the first of all, Marsha points out that in Perek Beis of Yehoshua. When Yehoshua sends Meraglim, it also says the word Vayachberu. That wasn't bad. Right? So the Marsha answers, yeah. But in Parsha, in Sefer Devarim, when Moshe is repeating over the story, he again says the word Vayachberu. He's highlighting that it was because of a bad reason. Here, by them, it doesn't repeat it like that in that kind of Lashon. But Yashav says something very similar. He says that it all depends on what the context of the word is. If the context is bad, then it means bad, like over here.
And if the context is good, it means good. It all depends on the context. Not every time it says the word ve'achbaru does it mean bad. It all depends on the context. The Ben Yehoyada has an unbelievable vart. The Ein Yaakov. He says, there are many places in Tanakh where you have the word ve'achbaru. For example, upneim el yachbaru. It's saying Tehillim. Every single time that it says the word ve'achbaru, that shoresh, it's talking about people. Live people. This is the only place in Tanakh where it's talking about the sun and the moon. Right? Sun and the moon. It says the pshat is, what? The sun and the moon are embarrassed. No, sun and the moon are not embarrassed. But the words means busha. The sun and the moon have busha? No. It's a reference to people that worship the sun and people that worship the moon. So too, they were saying busha on Eretz Yisrael. It's inanimate. It's sticks and stones. No. They were saying Lashon Hara, they were saying Busha on those people that were looking forward to it. That's what it was. All goes on the people. It's the only place in, it's amazing Vart, the only place in Tanakh where the word Vayachbaru is about not live things, not live people. Ve'el Shemoh Son Lamate Ruven Shemua Ben Zakor. These are the names of them. The first one was Shemua Ben Zakor. Omer Vitzchak Dovar Zem Masor B'Yadena. We have Masorah, we have Asenah from our fathers. Raglam Al Shem Maaseim Nikru. They were called bad, they were called these names because of their Maisim. You have times where people are born, they're given a name al ha'asid, like Peleg. Peleg was called Peleg because in his days there'll be the Dar HaFlaga. He's a little baby, he's a bris milah, they call him Peleg. Right? The answer is, that happens sometimes. They're given a name when they're born about the future. So too, these 12 people were given names about the future, even though at their bris milah, when they were mazal tov, the baby, that they no one knew that he was going to be the Meraglim. Doesn't make a difference. But we only can figure out one of them. The Medrash gives you answers for all 12, but the Gemara only mentions one. It really mentions two. Sasser ben Michael. Sasser, why is he called Sasser? Shesasser ma'isav shalakadosh baruch hu. Because he went against the ma'isim of Hashem. And Michael, why was he called Michael? Sha'asa atzmo moch. He made himself weak. Couldn't withstand the fighting. Amr of Yochanan, af anunem are Nachbi ben Vavsi. We even have a pshat for Nachbi ben Vavsi. Nachbi, ours is called Nachbi, Shechbi Dvarv Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he hid the greatness of Hashem. He hid how great Eretz Yisrael is. And Vavsi, Shepisa al Midos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. He trampled on the Midos of Hashem. Next, Vayalu Banege Vayavo ad Chevron. They, in plural, went up to Negev. Vayavo in singular went to Chevron. What does that mean? Vayavo umi boile. It should have said they. So Amr Rava Malamit Shapirish Kalev Natas Miraglim, Kalev separated from the Raglim, Vahalach Vanishtateach al Kivri Avos. And he went to Davin by the Kivri Avos. Amr Lehen, Avosai, Bikshu Alai Rachamim She'inot Salmi Atas Miraglim. Save me from the Eitza of the Miraglim. So, first of all, the Marsha said, how could all the Miraglim not have been in Chevron? Didn't they say later on, and we were like giants, and we saw the giants, and the giants saw us? All the Miraglim said that. What do you mean only the Miraglim were in Chevron? So what do you mean? I'm sorry, the giants were in Chevron. So what do you mean? Only Kalev was in Chevron. They said a few psukim later, and we saw the giants, and the giants saw us, and we looked like grasshoppers to them. That was in Chevron. So the Marsha says, amazingly, they were lying. They were lying. So they were lying. They wanted to scare the people. They made up stories, tall tales. It was giants. It's all lies. That's what the Marsha says. The Rashbam says, no, they all went, but you know why it's singular? Because only Kali is going, it's worth anything. Only Kali is going, had a purpose. Everybody goes, we'll go to Chevron. Right? It's a good tourist book. Only Kali grew out of it. Only Kali got something out of it. Maybe they didn't go to Kivri Avos. You could say that. Now, what does it mean that Kali went to fight off the Eitzah of the Meraglim? What does that mean? What about the Chet of the Meraglim? So this is Ben Yoyada says this. He says, listen, it says that Kol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mi'Yerushalayim. So if you have a cheeseburger in front of you, fight off the Yetzirah. Now I think today, most Muslims forum would recommend, you can daven to have the Siyata D'Shemayim to fight off the Yetzirah to eat the cheeseburger. I think most Sifri Muslim would say that today. That's something that's worthy of davening for. But Ben Yoyada was on a different Madrega. That's not something you daven for. You daven not to do an Avera. No, you daven when the Avera becomes a mitzvah. And that's what was going on here. The Meraglim were convincing Kalev, us saying, it's a mitzvah! It's not one of the Tayag mitzvahs not to listen to Meraglim. It's not one of the Tayag mitzvahs. They're talking and schmoozing and convincing him. It's very, very dangerous. So for that, Kalev went to be mispalo. Save me from the Eitzah. An Eitzah is not a chet. There's no chet here. Lashon Hara could be, maybe that's definitely a chet, but just schmoozing about something, isn't that a chet? What? But what's that avir? What's that taiva? That is something that you don't know. The Yetzer Hara does that. He makes all the old, everything's a mitzvah. Everything's a segula. Everything's a big deal. Everything's important. So you have to know, that for that I need help. So for that I need to daven. What?
It's more than the Seitzah when they said they're bad.
The Gemara calls it an Eitzah. The Gemara doesn't say it's a Chet. That's later. That's later. At this point, Kalev didn't know what their motives were. He wasn't sure. It's very, 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 very colored. So for that, he needed help. Tosfos says that Mesim don't know anything. Mesim don't know anything. It's a Gemara that says that. Mesim don't know what's going on. So what are you diving into a Mesim for? He doesn't know anything. So the Gemara says, no, when you dive into a maze, then Shemayim will tell the maze what's going on. Because you're davening to the maze. That's what Tosfos said. But the Gemara in Brachas, which Tosfos quotes, doesn't say that. The Gemara ends off that the maze do know. Right? The Gemara ends off like that. So either Tosfos had a different Gemara, or Tosfos is extremely schwer. What? So listen to the Sefer Chassidim. The Kiyam Paskim from Sefer Chassidim. It's a beautiful Sefer Chassidim. It's in Tof Nun. He says, "Ki hanaya yesh l'meisim." It's hanat to the meisim. She ohavehem holchem al kivrehem. When the loved ones go to the kaver, umevakshin al nishmasam tova, and they go to the neshama and they ask for some good. Umeitivin lehem ba'osa olam. They try to give it to them. V'gam kishem mevakshin mehem hey mispalim al chayim. They daven for them. V'kalev ben Yefuna, Kalev nishtateach al kivri avos. He went. It's exactly that point. It's a beautiful Sefer Chassidim, right? We I think most people would agree with that. That we think that they do have some kind of hearing. They do hear it, and they do. Of course, you're not allowed to dive into a mace. You dive into Hashem. You could dive into the mace to help you on whatever level that means for Hashem to go intercede on your behalf. So most people reject, I think, today. That the idea that Masons don't hear anything. I don't think that doesn't sit well with people. They want to know that there's some kind of continuity. And certainly the story of Kalev, as Zeva Chazidim points out, certainly has some legs. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, next. Visham and there were, I'm sorry. Now, Moshe, Yoshua, Kvar Bikesh Moshe Olav Rachman. Hashem already davened. Moshe already davened for Yeshua. Shenemar v'yikom Moshe l'Yoshua benun Yoshua ka Yoshiacha me'atzat meraglam. V'hainu d'chziv v'avdi kolev ekev ha'yisaruach acheres imo. The Gemara is just proving that Moshe davened for Yoshua, and Yoshiacha didn't need the davening because he had the kivri avos. We're going to have in a minute why Moshe didn't daven for Kolev. I just want to finish the omid, and then we'll talk about that. There are eight answers why Moshe only davened for Yoshua. Now, in Parashas B'Shalach, Yehoshua's name is mentioned four times during the fight with Amalek, as Yehoshua. So what do you mean in Parashas Shalach, which for sure happened afterwards, Hashem Moshe changed his name from Hoshea to Yehoshua? It was already called Yehoshua four times in Parashas B'Shalach. He's called Yehoshua again in Parashas V'Haloscha. He's called Yehoshua again when he comes back from when Moshe comes down from the mountain. So what do you mean he changed it now? So the Marsha says, he's called Yehoshua at all those places because of the change now. And the Rabbeinu Bechai says a similar thing, that since Moshe is going to change his name, the Torah doesn't want to go against Moshe. The Torah doesn't want to slap in the face. I'm changing his name, and you're calling him something else. So therefore, because of that reason, it's a kasha on Sarai, right? That she's called Sarai in Avram, even though the names are going to be changed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no less. But, as Rabbeinu Bechai says, that since Moshe is going to change the name, we always refer to the name that's changed, even though it's anachronistic. Okay. Next, Visham Achiman Sheshev Talmai. There were the three giants there. Achiman, why is it called Achiman Miyuman Sheva Achiz? He was the right-handed one of the brothers, meaning he was the strongest one. Sheshai Shemesim Et Haaretz Kishchasos. He made the land like ditches. Rashi says, what does Sheshai have to do with the word Kishchasos? Doesn't really fit. He has a different lashon that it was like shayish, like marble. Like when he walked, he was like marble pillars stamping down on the earth. It's another pshat. Talmai Shemesim Et Haaretz Talamim Talamim. He made mounds of dirt. Right. Well, same idea. By making a ditch, all the dirt got displaced. It became mounds of dirt. Davrachar Achiman bana Anas. Achiman built the city of Anas. Sheshai bana Elosh, he built that city, and Talmai Bana Tolosh. Yehudei Anak Shemanikim Chama Bekomasan. They were so big that when they stood up, it looked like the sun was like a necklace. That's how big they were. Why does the Gemara go through the rigmarole of darshaning the names of the giants? I guess there must be a reason for that. Right, right, right. There must be something to learn from this.
I mean, one that had the names are constructive.
Right. 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 Now, the Pasuk said, Chevron was built 7 years before Tzoan in Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, my Nivnasa, what does it mean built? Ilema Nivnasa Mamish, if you mean it was really built. Efshar Adam Bona Bayis Lebno HaKata V'Kodin Lebno HaGadol. What? Chum, the father of Kenan and Mitzrayim, is going to build something for the youngest son before the oldest son? That can't be. V'Kdiktiv V'Nei Chum Chushu Mitzrayim Fut U'Kenan. So why would Chum build something for Kenan before he built something for Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim's older. Why couldn't they build it themselves? Only the father's going to build them cities, but they couldn't build it themselves. Maybe Mitzrayim built it. Maybe Kenan built it first. I don't know. I thought that was a decent question. Anyway, Ella Shah is a Mavuna Alechem Mishiva Bitsoan. It was 7 times better. Mavuna here means better. The Ein Lo, that's what it means. Ein Lacha Trishim Bechol Eretz Yisrael Yotzei Michevron. There's no worse place, no rockier terrain in Eretz Yisrael than Chevron. The Kivrei Bashchiv, that's where the cemetery was, a Chevron. And the Ein Lacha Ma'ula Bechol Eretz Yotzei Eretz Mitzrayim. There's no greater land in the world than Eretz Mitzrayim. How do you know that? It's a Beferish Pasuk. Shenemar Kigan Hashem Ki Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim is like the Garden of Hashem, beautiful place. Ve'en lecha ma'ula b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim yosim mitzoan, and Tzoan's the best of Mitzrayim. Tzitziv kihi ahayu b'tzoan sarav. That's where the officers hung out. Mistama, they picked the best place to hang out. Afilu hachi chevron mibuna echad mishiva b'tzoan, and Chevron was 7 times greater than that. The Chevron harishim hayu have it. Well, Chevron was rocky. V'haktiv ayhi miketz aboyim shana v'yomer avshalom el melech el chana. Avshalom said, I'm going to go to Chevron to bring Karbanos there. When he went to go get sheep, so what are sheep doing there? If it's so rocky. So Gemara says, exactly. V'tanya, Elim, Moav, Elim, rams come from Moav and Kvasim Michevron. So Gemara says, you're right. Mina, I did the Kilisha, since it's so bad for plowing, are the land of the Raya, V'shem, and Kinyana. That's why they had grazing. They couldn't plow, but at least they have grazing. That's what he went to Chevron for the grazing. Okay, so why didn't Moshe pray for Kalev? You ready for this? 8 answers. Number one, Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel says, because Yehoshua was an Anov. He was an unusual Anov. And Moshe was afraid, when you're an Anov, you machnia everything. You're mevater everything. And Yehoshua would be mevater everything, and he would sink. Kalev didn't have that problem. That's number one. The Ber Sada says, he saw what Yehoshua did to Eldad and Medad. He said, destroy them. Right? Yehoshua was not the opposite. Destroy them. And he was afraid maybe he would agree with the Meraglim. And he would want, listen to this, he would want to be a downfall just so Yehoshua could spend more time with Moshe. That's what the Ber Sada says. The Maharal says, Moshe didn't want anyone to say, now Moshe didn't care about his own covet. He didn't want anyone to say, this is what my Talmud Muvak is behaving. This is my Talmud Muvak is behaving this way. He's slandering Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want that to happen. Number four, the Kliyakar says, Moshe was afraid, listen to this, Moshe was afraid that Yehoshua would follow his ancestor, Yosef. Yosef also spoke Lashon Hara. He was afraid Yehoshua would do the same thing, and therefore he davened for him. So why didn't he daven for Gadi ben Susi, Gadi ben Susi, from the Shevet of Menashe? Why didn't he daven for him? The word says in the Pasuk that it was Lamata Yosef. Yosef already davened for him. It says in the Pasuk, Lamata Yosef, Lamata Menashe. By Yehoshua, it just says Lamata Ephraim. It doesn't say Menashe, it doesn't say Yosef. So Moshe felt Yehoshua needs an extra Shmira. The Rashi Chachma says, Yehoshua is the one who defeated Amalek. If he goes down here, there'll be no hope for Klal Yisrael. Yehoshua was a hero. Moshe said, I must daven for him. The Chavetz Chaim says, the reason why, because Yehoshua was... another 30 seconds. Yehoshua was very, very, he was consistent. He was outwardly against the Meraglim. Kalev was more, I agree with you, but in his lave, he was against them. So Yehoshua needed more davening, he was more in danger. The Maskil of David says, Moshe didn't want anyone to think that he sent Yehoshua. Tell him maybe he'll die. That's his successor will be dead. But they don't want to think that. And the last one, the Tver Tzion says, because Chur was the son of Kalev. Chur died defending what was right. So Moshe said, the son knew what to do. The father also will know. Kalev doesn't need any help. He already knows how you stand up to bad. Yehoshua, I didn't know about anything about Yehoshua, so therefore he had to daven for him. Why didn't he daven for all the Meraglim? Only Yehoshua. And we said, why not Kalev? What about everyone else? So the Star Shalom of Bel says, of course he davened for everyone else. Of course he did. Moshe not going to daven for everyone else? Of course he did. Since Yehoshua was his Talmud, he knew who he was, he knew him the best, the davening was the most effective, because he knew him. And he davened for everyone else. All right, we'll stop over here, and we'll pick up on tomorrow, and then on Sunday, everyone have a good Shabbos. Somehow they were really